Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and there's something about a love story that involves separation, sometimes oceans of separation, cross-cultural romance, leaving one home country to move to another for love, visas and immigration paperwork that is just so romantic. Well, maybe not the visas and paperwork, but my next guest agrees with the premise otherwise, and she has made a whole podcast of immigration stories, many of which happen to involve a love story. Her name is Maeve Higgins, and she's a comedian from County Cork, Ireland, who immigrated to New York in 2014. She now hosts a podcast about the immigration experience called Maeve in America. Hi, Maeve. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So the newest episode of Maeve in America is out today.
It is Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day special that explores the intersection of love and immigration. And we'll start with a clip from this episode of two people you feature. This is a couple named Jeff from Connecticut and Minori from Japan.
He seemed nice, and he had a really nice smile on his face. Yeah, that was first impression.
I thought she was a little crazy because her hair was permed at the time and it was all over the place. Then she asked me why I thought American men like one-night stands so much. And I closed my laptop and I said, you know, I don't, but let's have a conversation about that.
I was dating like some people, but every time it didn't last long.
I was actually in the middle of a divorce. And so we started seeing each other and, you know, it took a long time before it felt settled and official. But then after a couple of years, you know, it got more serious. There was also the green card questions started to come up. There was a moment when her visa was expiring, and so we had a serious conversation about getting married. And I said, no, I can't. Like, I'm sorry, no.
Oh, you left us hanging.
I know. It happens. You know, you just start dating someone, and like, I'm not a citizen. I don't have a green card myself. So I guess it's a question that you kind of ask yourself. Both people do. Because it is a kind of a power imbalance through nobody's fault. Just
right.
If you happen to be born here in America or if you don't.
What happened with those two?
I broke them up and I'm with Jeff now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Clever.
They married, actually. Minori extended her visa for another year, I think. She managed to do that on her own. And then one day, Jeff was just like, look, let's do it. Like, I'm ready. Because he had just been through a divorce, like he said. He had a little boy and it just wasn't really on the cards for him. But they were in love and that was the only way she could stay. So they're married and they have a great life together.
So as Jeff put it in that clip, the green card question started to come up. Have you found immigration issues put a different sort of pressure on long-term relationships?
Oh, absolutely. One of our guests, like, because what we do on the show is we just talk to people about their own normal life stories. So it's kind of like you hear about the policy and all these scary times at the moment. But then one guest that we had last year, Nayef, he's an Iraqi man and he was an Iraqi translator for the US Army. And he fell in love while he was there.
And we have a clip from this, but go ahead and set it up.
Yeah, Nayef. So he had to come here for his own safety to America. But his partner was left behind in Iraq. So it took a really long time because there's huge vetting. And even though he qualified as a refugee, it just takes a really long time. So there are these separations and it can be really heartbreaking. But it also can make couples stronger, you know.
And in this clip, Nayef explains why he got a cat.
I get her from shelter for like a cat. And, you know, if no one adopts them, they will kill them. And so in that time, I go and I need, it's better to not hear yet, and I need someone with me home.
Yeah.
Because I felt very lonely. I was really, you know, my happiness not was full because of him. I always, you know, goes inside. Like when I see two couples holding each other and walking, and that time I really felt so bad. I mean, why not we could do that? Why we cannot walk like them, you know?
So the cat mm-hmm. was for loneliness when they were separated?
Yeah, but they kept the cat afterwards. It's a beautiful Maine Coon. It's like this big chunky cat. And yeah, it's funny actually, lots of my guests, because I go to people's houses and I meet their family and I sometimes go to work with them if I'm allowed. And often people have like cats and dogs, and it's just like, you know, it's just like immigrants are just like us. I'm an immigrant. I have a cat. You know, it's very simple stuff, but it's really fun. And it's such a privilege for me to get to do that, too.
So listeners, as we talk to Maeve Higgins, who makes the Maeve in America podcast, tell us your Valentine's Day immigration love story, particularly how has your immigration status ever affected a love relationship? Or the immigration status of your lover. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Share your story on this Valentine's Day. People must question themselves even, not just the other person, I would think, in those situations. Like, am I really in love with this American citizen as much as I think I am, or does the fact that I could get citizenship by marrying them, you know, add an extra little layer of attraction here? And would I feel the same way if the person wasn't a citizen, or
yeah.
or vice versa when the shoe was on the other foot?
Yeah, I think it is a question that like couples have to really ask themselves. And, you know, it's like there's so many things about if you're not from somewhere and you move there and you're starting over, and like lots of people just come on their own. So it's kind of like, oh, if you start dating someone, then you make friends with their friends. So there's lots of elements, you know, aside from just the paperwork. And I think, yeah, I think it just does play a part. But it, you'd be surprised how little a part it plays at times, you know.
I'm still thinking about Nayef,
yeah.
because he comes from Iraq, and mm-hmm. because he was a translator.
He was a translator for the troops, yeah.
Which and is so, exactly one of the categories that got caught up in the travel yeah. ban, and then they exempted those people from the travel ban.
Yeah, yeah. And when we started making the show, we had no idea what was coming down the line, and suddenly now I have a Syrian asylum seeker guest coming up. And of course, if he had arrived a few months later, he would have been stopped. And now he doesn't know if his family can come and visit him, if he can travel. And he works in a luggage shop in Midtown, and he can't travel. Like, he sells bags all day to people and he can't leave. And so it's funny how also Nayef, our Iraqi translator, he was also... I mean, he's here in America because he had to be, because he helped American troops, and that's why he was put in danger. Mm. So that's why he's here, you know.
Now, before we hear another clip and take some phone calls, a little bit of your story. You grew up in County Cork in Ireland, I see.
Yeah.
And the town you're from was the departure point for more than 2 million Irish immigrants who came to America between 1845 and 1945?
Right. I grew up in Cove, which was called Queenstown before. And it's sort of a famous maritime town because it's the last place that Titanic stopped before it. I don't want to ruin that movie. But I mean, I think
really
you know.
Something bad happens.
You know, so shouldn't be joking. But that's where I grew up. So always leaving is kind of in me, like, you know, and it's an Irish thing, too. Like, I'm sure, you know, Irish is famous for sending its people all over the world. So I'm no different to that. So I think that's why I was so fascinated by other people's.
And there were plenty of years in American history when it was the Irish who were considered unassimilable by the people who are already here.
I know, it's funny how it goes around, isn't it? I think now, of course, like the Irish are doing fine, and it's on us to kind of step up our game and not pull the ladder up behind us, you know. I think that's something important.
Let's take another phone call. Here's Efren in Norwood in the Bronx. Hello, Efren.
Hi, how are you guys? Love your show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, I mean, I was just listening to the station this morning, you know, just a little bit ago, and your conversation struck me because it's one that resonates with me. You know, I'm a 25-year-old Dominican national, mm-hmm. and it just so happens, you know, that my second son was born yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
No kidding.
And, yeah, and he's half American. He's half white. You know, his mother's a citizen from Pennsylvania, and you know, we met not too long ago. And with everything that's, you know, apparently happening now and which has come to light as of late, it's just, you know, I made the question to her of getting married. And she kind of threw me off about it because it was like, hey, do you just want to get married for papers, you know? And I was kind of taken aback by the question.
Mm. But I think if you have children together, too, I think a lot of people, there's supposedly a Trump bump in marriages that's like, you just want that security. Because, like, if your kids are citizens and you're not a citizen, that could be scary.
Definitely. And you know, to put the cherry on top, I've been through deportation proceedings before. So, and, you know, I won the case. I was able to stay. But now I'm like, scared to, you know, say, hey, you know, let's go on vacation or, you know, hey, we should do this because it might, you know, start something up that wasn't intended. So, you know, it's like, how do we live in a world where that's okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know if you can get back in if you go on vacation out of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to shout out your baby's name on the radio? One day old?
Sure. Yes, his name is Ezra.
Oh.
And my other son's name is Liam.
Liam and Ezra. That's so cute.
Liam is a nice Irish name.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck. I hope that you get married.
Thank you.
It's Valentine's Day. You should try again.
And then taking into consideration everything that's come to light with the Attorney General nominee and his little statements from 06, it's like...
About Dominicans in particular, right?
Yeah, Sessions said terrible things in 2006.
Efren, thank you very much. I hear you. We did a whole call-in one day. Maybe you were listening, Efren, after we reported that Attorney General, well, then nominee, way back when he was a senator, said, what has any Dominican ever contributed to this country? So we just opened up the phones for Dominicans one day to tell us what you've contributed to this country. You want to add to that, Efren? You want to just...
Well, you have two little boys now, at least.
Yeah, I have, you know, two little boys. And about the, you know, how he said something to the extent of they don't come here with any skills. My whole, as far as I can remember, most of my lineage were all college graduates. My brother holds a master's degree that he got here in the U.S.
Yep.
Efren,
I'm currently working on my engineering degree.
Yeah, and I think you don't even need to list your qualifications. Like, you're a person living here, and that's great, and you're a dad, and you're going to get married. So, like, don't mind Jeff Sessions. That's a demented thing that he says.
Efren going for his EE and calling the Brian Lehrer Show. Good luck to you. Good luck to your whole family, and call us again, okay?
Keep up the good work. You guys have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Sandy in Tel Aviv. Are you calling from Tel Aviv right now?
Yeah, I am.
Hello.
I'm making dinner.
Hello from New York.
I always listen to your show when I was making dinner.
I'm so glad to hear it. Hi. Did you used to live in New York? Is that how you know about the show?
I'm back and forth all the time. I'm getting my PhD at NYU, so I bounce back and forth because I'm in a relationship with an Israeli, which is why I called.
Ah, there's your Valentine's Day immigration love story. So how has your immigration status or his affected your relationship?
So the first thing that's really striking is that I can just be here indefinitely because I'm Jewish, which I actually think is kind of bizarre. So I just bounce back and forth with ease, but he's coming in the spring, and we always talked about, you know, maybe in September we'll both go back to, you know, I'll go back to New York, he'll come with me. And we just kind of figured, like, Hillary Clinton will be president, it'll still be possible to get these visas. He's a computer programmer. It's not really that hard for computer programmers to get visas from Israel to America. But we've been hearing that Trump wants to get rid of these particular visas, and then it kind of pushes the question. So, like, if we want to be in New York, do we have to get married? Mm-hmm. Is that going to be the easiest way for him to get, you know, employed and be able to stay? And that's not something I was expecting to be talking about this early in the game.
And do you think you're coming to an answer?
I think we'll see how it goes in America. Like, we'll be there together in the spring, so see how he adjusts to the New York lifestyle. It's very different. But we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what will be.
It's an extra pressure.
It's easy enough for me to be here. Sorry?
sorry, it is an extra pressure, right, that you're not expecting. And I think that it's kind of brings up all these questions that you just wouldn't normally have to deal with, you know, if it was, you were on an equal footing. But some couples that I've spoken to, they manage to kind of set it aside. Like they have like certain times that they do talk about it, but it can become quite oppressive. You know, this constant question of like, what are we going to do? Like, are we going
to, that's one way to manage it is sort of compartmentalize when you do and when you don't talk about immigration status.
Yes. Yeah.
Sandy?
I also could just stay here, another year while I'm finishing my dissertation, but that wasn't what I planned on. And miss home, and with all the protests and everything, I feel like a little bit even more homesick ever since the election. Yeah. So it's a hard thing. We'll see.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm down to stay here another year, but it's a big thing.
Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you very, very much. Good luck to both of you. My guest is Maeve Higgins, creator of the podcast Maeve in America, with a special Valentine's Day episode out now about the pressures of dating as an immigrant or when people are in different immigration status. I want to play one more sample from the podcast. This is a minute of a date between Mona Chalabi, British data journalist and woman of color, and Ian, a white man. Anything else we should know about them in addition?
Well, that they're both friends of mine, and I set them up thinking it would be a really great idea.
These last few weeks have been very strange for me for very different reasons, obviously.
Why?
I'm an immigrant in America, and Trump just got elected.
Oh, God. Why? Is your status threatened by
that? I'm a Muslim immigrant. And yeah, my status is threatened, potentially.
Aren't you British, though?
Mm-hmm. You haven't been paying attention to the specificities of the rules, have you?
Honestly, I have, like, crazy anxiety when it comes to Steve Bannon.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
are
thank you
Jewish?
So much. No.
Mm.
But Steve Bannon is, like, my trigger. He will make me suicidal if I read too much about him. So, like, I've had to, like, shut off the news for, like, the last week because I was on edge, mm-hmm. like...
This is going to sound quite aggressive, but it's kind of a privilege to be able to ignore the news. Like,
yeah.
I have to know what's happening because...
No, I know.
I just have to know because my future kind of depends on it.
That's an amazing clip.
Right, yeah.
That's the first time I heard that. So you set these guys up on a date?
I did.
And they were willing to record their conversation for you?
Yeah, and the initial impulse behind it was Mona is a regular contributor to the show because our show is personal stories, but we have to keep up with the news. And she's a data editor with The Guardian. So she comes on, we talk about like what's going on, and then we go into a personal story. She's really upset at the moment because of the ban and, you know, her parents are Iraqi and... So I was like, I know, for like a fun, levity-filled Valentine's special, I'll set you up on a date. And I met this guy at Thanksgiving. He's so handsome, so cool and lovely. Like, he really is. So that was it. We set them up with mics. We left them alone. So it was like as natural a date. I mean, you can hear them like eating bread throughout. Stress eating bread. And it just, what happened, Brian, was like, when one person who's being marginalized currently comes up against someone who isn't and who isn't really paying attention. And I can understand it from both sides, but it was kind of excruciating, but it was really compelling.
Yeah. Between him saying Steve Bannon and his trigger is his trigger.
Right.
And her saying that it's a privilege to be able to ignore the news because mm-hmm. she has to know what's happening because her future kind of depends on it. Mm-hmm. That's heavy.
Yeah. And it's true. And that's the case for so many immigrants today. And people are walking around with this and they're still living their normal lives. You know, they're still like everyone's going to school, going to work. And some people are getting married and falling in love. So we're trying to capture all of that.
Are they going out again?
No.
No?
She's forbidden me from setting her up with anyone ever again.
That's it. Your friendship is over. Now you've ruined it.
He said that he would, though. But that was before.
Okay. You hear that, Mona? He would. Let's get one more quick story in here. Cebu in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Cebu.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good. We got a minute for your story. Tell me your story.
All right. Quick story. Actually, I'm in Ivory. I'm from West Africa. Mm-hmm. I've been in the country since 2001. And I have, like, the DACA. And I would also like to thank... Mayor de Blasio, I felt like all the immigrants in New York should tell him, like, thank you very much for whatever he's doing. Like,
and you, let me get you to your Valentine's Day story. It looks like your fiance is American. You told my screener.
Yeah. My fiance, she's from Springfield, Massachusetts. She just moved back to New York. She got her master.
And does your immigration status affect your relationship?
Yes, right now, because I have the DACA. So she's worried. So next, we supposed to be getting married in the next 2 weeks. So so that way, I don't know if it's going to change anything with the ICE, because I always have to go report to the ICE every 2 years.
Yes, mm-hmm. And let's hope not. At least they're saying so far they're not going after DACA folks.
Yeah.
So, Cebu, thank you, and good luck to you and your fiancé. We have 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell people about your podcast, Maven America?
I'd love them to just like subscribe and listen, because it's not just me. It's like all these different stories, all these different voices. And kind of like this show really helped me to settle into New York, because it's actually people talking themselves, like telling their own stories. I think that's what our show does too, you know.
So and like that Mona is a recurring character?
She is. She is, yeah. She's, if she agrees to come back on the show after what I put her through.
And guys, apparently she's available. So. The podcast is Maeve, M-A-E-V-E, mm-hmm. in America, made by Maeve Higgins. Thank you so much. Happy
Thank
Valentine's
you. Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Brian.